So we've thus far spoken a little bit about ribbis. We've spoken a little bit about what's the nature, what's behind the issur of ribbis. And we had the opportunity last week to speak about the need for ribbis d'oraisa to actually to return it, and the role of Beis Din in returning it, and some of that discussion we saw again last week in the Rishonim. What we're speaking today, what we're beginning to speak about, what is a very important discussion. The Torah tells us there is something, there is issur d'oraisa. Ribbis is issur d'oraisa, and that we know. Ribbis d'oraisa is often referred to in Chazal as ribbis ketutza. That there's, it's a set amount. Ribbis is a ribbis d'oraisa. There's also, Chazal established, a ribbis d'rabanan. A ribbis d'rabanan. One of the reasons why Hilchos ribbis are somewhat complicated is because it's often important to determine what's called ribbis d'oraisa, what's called ribbis d'rabanan. Not all ribbis d'rabanans are created equal, and there's a difference between the different kinds of ribbis d'rabanan. And there are nafkaminas between whether something is ribbis d'oraisa or ribbis d'rabanan. It's not just a nafkamina like if you're not sure in suffix, somebody d'oraisa l'chumra, somebody d'rabanan l'kula. That's our normal place we go for d'oraisa d'rabanan. But here there are multiple nafkaminas that exist, certain kulas that exist for ribbis d'rabanan or for some of the ribbis d'rabanans, some kulas that don't. So it becomes very important to know how to categorize and how to define what's called ribbis d'oraisa and what's called ribbis d'rabanan. So we're going to spend a couple of weeks, the next little bit, speaking about ribbis d'oraisa, ribbis d'rabanan, the nature of ribbis d'rabanan. We're going to try to do so like we do in these shiurim in general, a combination of some sort of like basic details as well as some lumdas, hopefully that can be helpful. As ribbis gets complicated, we're going to do our best to try to simplify things a bit so we can at least be familiar with many of the basics of it. We have three discussions tonight. One discussion is going to be a little bit of an Al HaTorah discussion in Chumash, different terms Chumash uses for ribbis. The second is going to be speaking about some basic definitions of what makes something ribbis d'oraisa. And the third is going to be exploring specifically one thing, one element of what's ribbis d'oraisa, and I guess three mahalchim in Rishonim and Achronim, why only that is ribbis d'oraisa and what really is going on here. Let's begin as follows. Chumash, Torah Parsh Behar tells us, Al Tikach Meito Neshech Vistarbi, Firisim Elkecha, V'chai Achicha Imach. The Torah seems to refer to ribbis by two different names. One is Neshech, and the other is what we call, which is ribbis. The question is, why exactly does the Torah tell us, why is it framed in two different terms, Neshech and ribbis? L'chora, are they the same thing? Are they different? What exactly is going on? So the Gemara Meseches Bat Metzia and Daf Samech, the beginning of Perek, Ezu Neshech. So the Gemara points out, and this Rashi writes in his Perush Al HaTorah also, that these are in fact considered to be the same. You can't have one without the other. You can't have one Neshech really the same. And that really the reason why the Torah mentions it twice, one calling it Neshech and one calling it Ribbis, is to teach me that if I violate the Isser, so I violated two Lavin. Ribbis is more Chamor. If I violate Ribbis, not just one Lav, but I violate two Lavin. I could have thought, that Neshech refers more to like the bite, Chazal say, and the loss that I cause for the Lova. Ribbis is more about the profit that I as the Malva make. But I can't make a profit if he's not losing money. If he's going to be losing money, I'm going to be making a profit. So we assume that one without the other is not really possible. And the only reason why they're both mentioned is because they're both there as a means of Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lavin. If there are two lavin that you violate, there are more, but at least these are two lavin they violate when you violate ribbis. Tosfos and Bab Metzia and Daf Samech does wonder. It's interesting then that Chumash presents them really as being, you know, a little bit separate. One of them is associated with Kesef, one of them is associated with Ochel and the Psukim, and what exactly is going on? Tosfos wonders. Tosfos says on some level, even though they are really the same thing, says Tosfos, it's a nice lashon. If I can open it quickly, I will. If not. Says Tosfos, even though they're the same thing, since they're mentioned, v'yishlom barkevet shehutrach shnei lavin, orcha dekura lichto v'lashon mishuna shehuna yoser. That Chumash presents them a little bit differently, just because if we're going to mention them twice in the same pasuk, it's nice, like, I don't know, like a literary perspective almost, to refer to them in slightly different terms. But Neshech and Ribbis are really one. If you violate it, I can't violate one without the other. And when I do violate them, I violate two Isurim. The Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah suggests, though, that again, this is all Ribbis d'Oraisa, what's referred to in Chumash, that in fact, Al Derech HaPshat, Neshech and Ribbis could actually be a little bit different. And Neshech and Ribbis may not be referring to, you could actually have one with the other. They're referring to two different ways that a person charges interest. Says the Ramban the following. The difference is, Ribbis is a loan where I say, on this date, you pay me this much money. I lend you $5. In a month from now, pay me $6. That is Ribbis. That's Ribbis. It's a profit. It's firm. It's clear. Neshech, so if you remember, because I'll speak about, and some of the Rishonim, the bite of the Nachash is one that it sort of catches up on you. You weren't anticipating it. You didn't know it was going to happen, and then it builds and it builds. Neshech, says the Rambam, is not where I give you five and say in a month give me six, but I say, here's money. And for every month that you have not paid me back, you're going to pay me more. So in a month, you'll pay me X. More than that, you'll pay me more. It's rather, has the Ramban say it? The Ramban says, means an extra 5 shekels each year until you pay me back. But the Maisa, the Ramban also agrees. The Ramban also agrees, like Chazal tell us, Neshech and Tarbis, Mida Oraisa, Neshech and Ribbis, they're called the exact same thing. So that's Ribbis Do'oraisa. What are part two of the shir? What are the basic components of Ribbis Do'oraisa? What makes something Ribbis Do'oraisa? So we're going to mention three or four different things. Number one, the Gemara is clear, pretty clear in Bav Metzia. Ribbis Do'oraisa is where the Ribbis is agreed upon at the time of the loan. So when I lend you the $5, I say, pay me back $6. We will speak about a Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Ayin Hey, which is Ribbis Derabbanan, if the guy gives something extra in advance, adds on something afterwards. But Ribbis Do'oraisa is where you agree at the time of the loan. That's when it takes place. Also, point number two, with this we saw a little bit in the Ramban just now, but Ribbis also is whether or not it's a set amount for after this month, or whether it is going to be for every month that you don't pay me, there's an increase in There is some sort of an increase. Those are both considered to be Ribbis Do'oraisa as long as it's done at the time of the loan. There's a classic Sefer Hilchos Ribbis, Sefer Bris Yehuda, author of Pisrei Choshen, a wonderful and amazingly impressive Sefer in Ribbis. So he points out that there is a Me'iri. The Me'iri thinks that it's considered to be Ribbis if it's established at the time of the loan, even if you don't speak about a precise amount, the exact breakdown of what the interest is going to be. As long as at the time of the loan, you say, I'm lending you money, al menas, shatitain li ribbis, I'm only willing to lend me money if you give me ribbis, that is also considered to be ribbis, that's also considered to be ribbis do'oraisa. Another point about ribbis, and this is pretty clear in Chumash, but the Gemara darshens it in Perek Ezu Neshech, that ribbis is not only with cash. It's with money, so if I say, if I lend you $5, they give me back $6, that's Ribbis Do'oraisa. But if I do it with fruit, that would also be Ribbis Do'oraisa. If I do it with items, here are 3 computers I'm lending you, give me back 4, that's also considered to be Ribbis Do'oraisa. That's part of a limud that the Gemara has. That relates a little bit to the sugya of Shavu Kesef. You remember from Baba Kama, how clear, obvious this halacha should have been, because isn't all Shavu Kesef like Kesef, except for the examples found in Bechoros. But that's for a different time. Those are some of the details of Ribbis Do'oraisa. So we've spoken thus far how the Torah refers to things as Neshech and Tarbis. Simple pshat, Neshech is more about the loss of the Loveh, Tarbis more about my profit. But the Maisa, the Gemara, Bava Metzia, and Daf Samech establishes that you can't have one without the other. The Rabban Zal Derech HaPshat, maybe they're slightly different, okay? We then saw some of the basic details as far as what's considered to be Ribbis. The third part, we're going to try to develop something a little bit. Three shitos in Rishonim, which are important, and that's the following. One of the primary defining characteristics of Ribbis Do'oraisa, this Rashi emphasizes in the beginning of Perek Ezu Neshech. Rashi writes in a couple of places. This is the standard Mahalach that Ribbis is Do'oraisa only when it's Derech Halva'a, not if it's Derech Mekachu Memkar. Derech halva means I borrow $5 from you, I'm going to pay you back $6. It looks like a loan. Sometimes a person's in business. And the way it works when I'm in business is I buy a product from you, I'm doing business with that product, and I buy it in, to a certain extent on credit, and I'm going to pay you back later. So it's not like I borrow $10 to give you back $11, but I'm purchasing from you 100 computers. I'm going to, but part of the deal is when I pay you back, I have to pay you back a larger sum than what I initially bought from you. That's called ribis, which is derech mekach u'memkar. That's as part of a purchase, not ribis, which is just classic loan. Now, as many of you could imagine, the line sometimes between a loan and buying something, you know, is not always going to be entirely so clear. Won't be entirely so clear. But if it's part of a business, I'm buying it. There's a product that you're selling. I'm going to be taking it in order to be able to market it or sell it or do something with it. So, and it's part of my business. That's called derech mekach u'memkar. So that seems to be the din. The shaila is, why is ribis only considered to be d'oraisa at a halva'a? Why isn't ribis considered to be d'oraisa if it's part of a business deal? If it's part of a business deal, I bought something from you and I bought it on credit and now it's my time to pay you back a little bit. Why is that not called, what exactly is the difference? Why isn't that called ribis d'oraisa? Why isn't it called ribis d'oraisa? The first mahalach is Rashi. Rashi writes in the Gemara there, Maseches Bava Metzia, Rashi quotes a pasuk. The pasuk Rashi quotes is a pasuk from Mishlei. The pasuk is, 1 second. K'dichsev in Mishlei, mar behono b'neshech u'v'sarbis, pasuk Mishlei parak avchas, that it sounds in that pasuk somehow that it has to be a loan. It's not clear at all where Rashi's in that pasuk anything to do with a loan. Mar behono b'neshech u'v'sarbis. It's not so clear where it says anything about a loan at all. The Ritva actually thinks that it's almost like Rashi. He quotes Rashi's pasuk differently. Pasuk says malve hono b'neshech u'v'sarbis. That only when it's a halva is it neshech and ribis. The problem, as Ritva points out, is the pasuk doesn't say that. Pasuk says nothing about a halva. So Rashi quotes a pasuk, but it's not really clear how that pasuk teaches that it's actually limited to a halva. But according to Rashi, it's a gezeir sakasav. But we're not exactly sure how. V'chachmas Adam, when he writes in Klal Kuflamet Aleph, his introduction, he also thinks it's a pasuk, similar to Rashi, but for him it's a different pasuk. The Torah, I believe in Parash Mishpatim, when it mentions the Isser of Ribis, begins by talking about loans. Im Kesef Tilfa, if you're going to lend money. So it says V'chachmas Adam, it's a pasuk, it's only Ribis with a loan. If it's not really a loan, it won't be d'oraisa ribis. Chazal may still aser certain things. Chazal may say certain things are either too close to a loan, certain things are in that ballpark. But the first mahalach, why is ribis d'oraisa only with a loan? Because of a pasuk. For the Chachmas Adam, the pasuk is, right before the Torah taught us about ribis, it prefaced it with, and when you lend money, sounds like it's only a halva, it's only a halva. When it comes to Rashi goes to a different pasuk in Mishlei, but the Raya itself is really not so clear. The Ritva is not so clear about it. The Ritva says, you're quoting a pasuk, there's no mention of halva. I don't really know exactly what's going on. That's the first general camp. Ribis only a halva. It's a gezeir sakasav. It's a gezeir sakasav. That, by the way, is not so surprising, because if we remember, the whole idea of ribis, the Gemara tells us, is a chiddush. The whole idea of ribis is, in many ways, it's not that obvious to us that it should be the case, because I have money. It's money that I could otherwise be investing or doing something with. I'm lending it to you. So instead of my investing it, I want to give it to you. I want to make the money off it. I'm providing you a service. Why wouldn't it be okay? It's all a chiddush anyway. So we shouldn't be so surprised, once it's a chiddush, not based on svara, to have certain ideas be just pure gezeiros hakasav. It's part of a deal. It's not going to work. It's part of it's a loan. Then it is going to work. Then it's going to be ribis d'oraisa. The Ritva in Bava Metzia has a different understanding. Says the Ritva, how come ribis is not considered ribis unless it's part of a loan? So he says something very sharp. Says the Ritva as follows. Ulefi. He says, Neshech is because you're mechaser mamon chavero. Ribis, because you're misrabe your money. Ulefisha haribis shel Torah hi ktsutza. It's a set amount. V'nira chesrono le'ayin kari le'neshach. of a ribis derabanan under noshe betchilas of ein chisar nicker elosu misraba me elav. That's called ribis derabanan. Says the Ritva, in order to be ribis doraisa, it has to be barur mishas nesina. Has to be clearly ribis from the time that you lend it. From the time that you lend it. So with a loan, when I give you $10 and say, give me back $15, that is an explicit example of something which is ribis. That's clear. It's barur, that's called ribis. Once you're dealing with the world of commerce, and you start talking about the value of different products, and how much I'm going to be paying you a month from now for the value of certain products, so I think the pshat is that the relative value of products can shift over time. It's not so clear that I'm per se, you know, going to be making or going to be losing. It's that when it finally catches up to you, so then it's potentially I'm going to be having a real kind of a loss. But if it's not really, really clear, because we could go, posik alav peros kafish arshe b'shuk uchayotze bo. It's based on the average price that is at that particular time. So in a situation where I'm buying it as a product, I'm going to be paying back, it's not necessarily considered to be as clear. So that's one of the, for the Ritva, part of the issue is one of clarity at the moment. A real loan is clear. $10 for 11 back. Buying computers and products, the value of products always shifts over time. So how much I'm paying you back later, it's not per se so clear. The market could crash. You know, suddenly computers aren't worth that much. Or suddenly, you know, it's like I spent money on GPS things, and suddenly, like, you know, Waze came out or things like that, so that it can shift a little bit. There are some achronim, I believe the Chavos Das, and I will make a suggestion for this, that understands one step further. It's not just that ribis has to be explicit at the time when it's done, but it has to be also discernible to the outside observer. Ribis to be a problematic ribis isn't just that it's clear, it has to be the kind of ribis which is clear that someone watching from the outside could clearly see this is called ribis. It's part of a business deal. It's part of a business transaction. So lav dafka, is that per se considered to be as clear at the moment? You know, it's a business deal. It's not so clear it looks like I'm trying to, you know, rip someone off the same way. But rather, it has to be clear to others. That's the Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Samech Aleph. Sif Katan Aleph has to be ribis nikeres, eyes of others. If we were wondering, we may, why is it so important that the ribis, if to be ribis doraisa, has to be clear from the beginning, or that ribis has to be especially clear in the eyes of others? What would be the svara? What would be the svara behind that? So I'll mention one potential idea, which you can take or leave, but I'll mention the potential svara. If the real problem of ribis is stealing, it shouldn't really matter whether you are stealing in a way which is clear or stealing in a way which is less clear. Either way, you've caused a monetary loss. If part of the issue of ribis, as we've spoken about a lot, is that we're building a certain kind of culture, and that we're supposed to be there for each other. So it's possible that to be really ribis doraisa, the only time we undermine the culture of sensitivity which we're trying to create is when it's barur bishas halva, what the problem really is, or if it's nikeres le'ein kol, if other people could see it. So then we've established and done something beyond just the two of us, that there's something that happened there which is inappropriate in terms of the impact on the external experience. Is that a real svara or time of dekra? I don't know. But at minimum, it's intriguing, especially because the Ritva may be the Rishon that is least convinced it's really gezela, at least in certain places that we spoke about, I think, last week a little bit. The Ribbis think the money is really yours, really not gezela. So that's at least one. That's one svara. That's one svara which is there. So we spoke about how Neshech and Tarbis, two terms mean the same thing. One, my profit, two, your loss, but they apply at the same time. The Ramban had a different svara. Focus on some basic details of what's considered to be ribis doraisa. We then spoke a little bit thus far, we spoke a little bit about, is ribis doraisa really an issue of, it's only behalva'a? For Rashi, it's a gzeir sakasa. For the Ritva, it's more about the clarity that takes place at the time of the original loan. Look at source number 20. He has a couple of nafkaminas that we're not going to understand right now, but we're going to just plant seeds a little bit, which is the following. The Atera Shmuel, Big Tam Chacham in Lakewood, points out just what seems to be the pshat in the Ritva, which is, it is possible, according to the Ritva, could I have a case of Mekach u Memkar which would be ribis doraisa. Could I have a case of business, which would be ribis doraisa? The answer is, for Rashi, absolutely not. It's a gezeiras hakasav. Ribis is only with loans. For the Chachmas Adam, it's only with loans. Im kesef tilve, it has to be an actual loan. But according to the Ritva, the real issue is it clear at the time of the transaction that it really looks objectively like a case of ribis? Normally, that's only true when it comes to loans. And when it comes to a business transaction, I'm buying something on credit, typically it's not as clear. But if you could construct a case, and there are potential cases, which we will speak about, of a business transaction where it is nevertheless clear at the time of the original loan that it will be, and it looks clearly like it's a case of ribis, it's clear that the lova is going to be losing out as a result, so maybe that could be ribis d'oraisa. And again, that may have a variety. That may have a variety of nafkaminas. There is a third mahalach. Why is ribis limited to loans? And why not other kinds of transactions where I buy on credit? Why is it limited? Why is it limited to loans? So the Maharam Shik in Bab Metzia has an additional svara. He says like this. Says the Maharam Shik, a very, very important chiddush. He says, "Near the ribis doraisa de karile milvad ribis gam nesha chayne mishum dimishas halva shekatti mo sheyitem lo ribis eh veas hu noshech umitzaer lo kaven shu muchrach litein lo af sheein yodeya eich yipol hadavar ribis derabbanan so katti mo." Elamir tzenu atov who knows in love ve'inu baruch litein love because ribis al derech megar shu karav lifasein ein lo tzar ve'inu nekor nesach el b'shem ribis yichuna. Says the Chachmas Adam, the difference as follows between ribis d'oraisa and ribis d'rabbana. Ribis d'oraisa is where it is clear at the time that you were lending the money, at that moment, not whether it's a halva or bekach u'memkar, not whether it's just clear at that time, but whether I'm causing tzar to the lova at that very moment. Am I causing tsa'ar to the lova or not? A loan causes, it's like that bite, which is causing tsa'ar because I'm giving you money. You're not sure it's going to happen in the next month or not. You know you have to pay me back extra. That is something which is objectively going to be causing a degree of tsa'ar. However, kol shekein ribis al derech mekach u'memkar, when it's part of a financial transaction, shehu gam Karov lifase. That sometimes things go up and sometimes things go down. And therefore, ein lo tsar, ve'o nikra neshech, not considered to be the same kind of pain because it's not an objective loss the same way. It's not $5, give me back $6. It's here's a deal, but depending on some things go up and some things go down. And maybe I'll lose money, and maybe you'll gain money, and we'll see what's going to happen. So even though net, I'm asking you to pay back more at that moment, it doesn't cause the same tsa'ar, it doesn't cause the same pain. The chiddush of the Maharam Shik, which is an amazingly intriguing chiddush, is that part of the definition of ribis is not just making money off of a loan, it's not just that it's clear at the time it takes place, but part of the issue, says the Maharam Shik, is that ribis is an act of being mitza'er others. Ribis is an act of causing pain to others. There are chronim that are choker, from Reb Chaim and others, whether ribis should really be categorized as a mitzvah, as an iser, ben adam lemakom, or an iser, ben adam lechavero. For the Maharam Shik, most certainly, ribis has an element, d'oraisa, of causing pain to others, of causing a degree of tsa'ar to other people. That could fit, Rabbi Bronstein, if you remember from Shana Rabbi Knight, wrote a beautiful article about ribis, where he tries to develop this idea that a definitional component of ribis is not just my making money at his expense, but the fact that I've caused him pain in the process. And that ribis is not just a lost opportunity, but I've caused a degree of tsa'ar. That's part of the real yisod iser of ribis, is the pain that you cause. It could be because, similar to gezela, which causes pain, could be similar to the lack of tzedakah in an insensitive way, which causes pain. But pain as part of ribis is certainly what we see here. Let's chazer. How are we doing time-wise? Let's chazer what we spoke about, and then we'll just map out going forward. Ribbis is an Isser D'Oraisa described twice in Chumash, different names in Chumash, Ribbish and Tarbis, Nesach and Tarbis. One of them is about the pain of the others, the bite. One of them is Tarbis, the profit, which I happen to get. The Gemara tells us that they always apply together, Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lav, and that's Rashi. The Ramban has suggested. We spoke about Ribbis D'Oraisa is, it's a halva'a. It's money that's established at Shas Halva'a. Give me five, I'll give you back six. It's also, whether it's money or something else, here's five of this, give me back six of that. That's also called Ribbis D'Oraisa. Maybe Ribbis D'Oraisa. Number one, maybe for the Me'iri, even if we don't even tell you how much money it is, we just agree to pay back more, that would be enough. And whether it's a set price now or a price per month or a price per time you're going to pay, all of those things are considered to be Ribbis D'Oraisa. All those things are Ribbis D'Oraisa. The halva part we elaborated on a little bit, why it has to be dafka part of a loan, Rashi, Gzeir Sakasov, Ritva, Chavos Das, plus it has to have explicit ribbis at the time it's done. And for the Maram Shik, it has to be something which causes pain at that particular time. There are a lot of machloksim if something is really considered to be ribbis d'oraisa or ribbis d'rabbana. There are a lot of different machloksim. We're going to try to, I think, for the next little bit, is understand maybe next week ribbis d'rabbana in some of the classic cases. We'll then have a week of talking about a bunch of machloksim. Are certain case ribbis d'oraisa. If I have ribbis and I ask you back for less than a shavah pruta, let's say a penny is less than a shavah pruta. Ribbis pay back a penny. Is that d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? It's a very small amount. Ribbis, there are a lot of machloksim that are not so clear. So we're going to have to take it one step at a time. Next week, ribbis d'rabbanan. Once we have the details of what's called ribbis d'oraisa, what's called ribbis d'rabbanan, and the machloksim, we'll speak a bit more about nafkaminas between ribbis d'oraisa and ribbis d'rabbanan. There's a lot of beautiful lumdas here also, but it takes a little bit of time just to get into some of the basic details. That's at least our goal or aspiration. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night.